there's some things I want you to pray with me about before we begin, because the revelation that going to come forth, you're going to have your spiritual head on this morning. But I think it will bring to ministries, this ministry and personal families, insight and sort of like an additive to cause the increase to come rapidly.
Yes, sir.
Because we have been so far behind in this area, you've been dancing around it for many years, but the type of increase and the type of abundance and the type of wealth that is urgently necessary for a remnant of the body of Christ to walk in now. Urgently necessary. It's not an option. The demonic forces must face finances out of the kingdom. And that we, our source is so big. See, it seemed like he's saying to me, I'm the source, but you determine the supply. You can have a great drink, but you got to have a vessel prepared to hold it. You see what I'm saying? And so I've seen not only individual families, I've seen ministries struggle for years, good people. That's when you know why good people die ahead of time. And we found out we're studying about health now, right? And we know it's not the devil. We put it on the devil, and God wanted to see him early. No, none of that. And when the person died, we just didn't have the answer. The answer is nutrition for that part. But for the finance part, we have to get out of the ditch here. Okay,
yes, sir.
We're supposed to be handling so much, and we're handling so little.
Yes.
Something wrong.
Yes, sir.
Our God this big,
yes, sir.
And we have to live this small.
Come on now.
We have scriptures. We have confession. Come on. We have ideals. We sometimes lean more to the world showing us how to do it than God. Because they're showing off. The world is showing off on the church financially. And so we try to get to their strategy and their ways. So I want you to get your Bible while you're standing. I want you to pray with me a while on two or three things that I think are going to be a great asset to you. One scripture is Isaiah 48:17. I want to pray about that a moment before I even start telling you some things here today. And I want you to stand up with me a while. You watching by different television aspect, pay attention to what's going on here very closely this morning. Now, the verse will be familiar to you, but in Isaiah 48:17, the verse will be familiar, but I want to tell you three things after we start praying. I'm going to take you to another verse to pray about. And then we're going to turn five switches on. And there will be five different prosperity currents. Current, like electricity, or like a flow of water that you have never entered in before.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's high saying for all the stuff being taught around the world, but I know that this is fresh from heaven. Because we're in an apostolic prophetic moment on finances.
Yes, sir.
You heard me?
Yes, sir.
It's not, I'm not here to teach. Okay? It's more of a training, because you got a lot of scripture in you already. Well, I probably can't quote no scripture up here about prosperity that you don't know. You probably can quote it better than me. But you notice what it says. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer. Isaiah 40:17. It's not my text, but it's what we're going to pray about. The Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit. Right? What is he at the end? Okay, what two things he gonna do? Teach, no, no, profit. Teach. Teach and lead. What I say? What he say? All right, we're gonna pray about that now, that you're teachable and leadable. Because you're gonna go into, you hear me, son? We're about to go into, oh, I know pastors here, but boy, I feel an anointed. We're about to go into another area, or something gonna snap in here today. So I don't need you in your Sam position. I need you thirsty and hungry and ready for fresh insight. All right? On your portion of finance, I need you to get rich. Boy, that's sad. That's a sad answer. That God, dog. See, you already didn't start acting normal. I don't want you normal up in here. You about to get information that is not normal. Five switches, five currents about to be released in this house that gonna energize prosperity. So you just can't step in the prophet this way. You have to be taught properly. You got proper steps you got to make. And then after you're taught, you have to be continuously led. Because prosperity is dangerous on both sides. It's dangerous without it and the dangerous with it. All right. So here we go. I want you to pray that verse. I want you to read that verse real slow, then pray a few moments. Just you and the Lord. Go ahead. Read a part of it and pray. Now, y'all don't have to pray that low. Because look at the scripture though. Thus said, know who talking. See, that's the way I pray. Who talking to me? The Lord. Ta-ta-la-de-bo shaka. Ta-ta-la-ba-ko shaka. He's my redeemer in every area, including this area. Ta-ta-la-ba-sa-ta. Prosperity is a part of redemption. Of course, you have to know that. You have to see it just like your salvation. It's in your salvation. It's in your deliverance. See it that way. Prosperity. See it just as important as prayer. Good God Almighty. Prosperity is just as important as prayer. It's just as important as prayer. See it? See, I know it. See it? It's just as important as prayer. It's just as important as praying. It's a position that God needs you to be in. Teach me the prophet. Lead me in the way I should go. Thank you so much, Lord. Come on, open your spirit now, because when I start hitting these switches, you got to be ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Now, let me show you. You got those two things. You can write standing up. You got those two things now. Teaches, lead it. Be teachable, be leadable. Some of the things that you know now are going to be turned over this morning. Amen. All right? Because they ain't, I'm going to say it like an old country boy, they ain't been working.
Yes, sir.
If you ain't got your money.
Yes, sir.
All right, go to Psalm 25 now. Psalm 25, we're going to pray this and then I'm going to go to work. And I know this is different, but I don't care. Psalm 25:4. Show me thy what?
Ways.
Now notice that, put an emphasis on that way. Ways. Ways. Not way. Ways. And his ways does not come automatically. They have to be shown to you. I want you to pray along this line. My ways to God's prosperity is personal. The other person might not see the way I'm going. But I have to see it. And notice that it's not one way. And notice they have to be shown to you. And I have to believe they have to be shown to me spiritually. Not by commercial. Not secular. I believe my Father spiritually by the Holy Ghost will show me ways. Okay. Now, notice and hold your head, partner, because somebody will be saying to you, very important, because there's going to be a shift in your finances as soon as I say it. All right? And I haven't got to the fire switches yet. But there's going to be a shift in you. If you're listening, you see, show me. So now on, those 48:17 and this verse, you need to pray on. And then you need to remember what the apostle said to you. See, he says, show me thy way. Other words, I just can't find the ways out. So when you're praying and you're meditating, you just stay there, and when he start talking, you shut up. See, a lot of time we praying in tongues, we should be quiet. See, when his presence come, when you're asking about something, you're praying, when he come, just be still and listen. He about to show you something. And the idiot in you is not going to catch it. You got a prosperity idiot in you somewhere that will block your prosperity. He's in your flesh. He's in your ego. You see, you shut up long enough, stop that idiot from giving you some advice. I never seen I had an idiot in just a minute ago. You see, people don't like that. I ain't got no idiot in me. Where your money? It's an idiot blocking your finances. Idiot called self. Die! To that little Mickey Mouse job. That ain't gonna get you out. Die to that little diploma you got from college. It ain't gonna get you out. All right. Now he says in the same verse, we're praying here. Yes, oh Lord, are you with me?
Yes,
now what he said next?
Teach.
Now we're shifting now. Teach me what? Notice path. Notice path. Notice path. Look at it. Path. Just like show. Path, ways, path, both plural. Now, I'm about to tell you a secret right now. For a long time, we have skipped the ways and the path and went straight to the axe. Sit down, we're about to go to work. You're going to have to back off the axe.
Yes, sir.
Until he can show you the ways and the path.
Yes, sir.
You've been trying to make prosperity act.
Come on, yeah.
Prosperity can't act until you understand the ways and the paths. You will not see the axe.
Yes,
A-C-T-S.
Yes, sir.
Axe manifestation, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
all right? Now you. This insight the Lord want to finalize in us this morning.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Your present is brighter than your future. Revelation always precedes manifestation. You get happy in the revelation. The manifestation will take care of itself. So that's like having it now. So once we finish this morning, you'll be prosperous. Because the ways and the path is more powerful than the acts.
That's awesome. Okay, all right.
See, discouragement about to die.
Yes, sir.
Defeat, any financial defeat will not be able to repeat itself in your presence no more. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Here's what the Father told me to teach you this morning, to impart to you. Giving God his prosperity bragging rights. God needs somebody,
yes, sir,
in the earth realm to yield to him so much that he can brag on how prosperous
That's awesome.
They are because of him. Is that person here?
Yes, sir.
I told Lord, I never heard nothing like this, but he said, I need my bragging right. I need some of my children.
Yes,
then I start looking throughout the Bible. He brag all the time about prosperity.
Yes,
he boasts about prosperity because he's a big God.
Yes, sir.
He's not limited.
Right.
All right, now, we'll get to that in a moment. But there's five switches we have to turn on before we go into this type of currents. And this, I mean you can get all the prosperity book in the world, you'll never find this.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 2. It's really not our text. It's a switch. We've got to turn the switch on before we go to the text.
Yes, sir.
Because if I go to the text and you don't have these switches on, you're not going to be with me. Strong currents. Of insight will flow that every damnable moment you've had in finances will die.
Yes,
sir.
Every dilemma. No, I'm not talking about next week when something happens. I'm talking about, no, it's going to happen here. See, wisdom and understanding is more powerful. It's the most powerful aspect of prosperity that there is. Once you get that, the rest of it got to obey you.
Yes,
I want you to write five words down. Declaration. Determination. Demonstration. Deep. And discernment. In the declaration aspect of it, write this down. Your prosperity from this day forward will give testimony to God.
Yes. Yes.
It will give evidence to the fact where I am, I couldn't do it. But he did it for me. And I want to give him the glory. If you notice the first verse in that chapter, 1 Corinthians 2. Brother, when I came to you, I came not with excellence of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. So the type of prosperity that we're talking about now, you will have to give him the glory, because it's impossible for you to live like you will be living normally. Your normal economically living are over. Because now what you're doing this morning, you're saying, my life is a declaration of the goodness of God. And they're going to open a floor. They're going to flip a switch on in your life. I said they're going to flip a switch on in your life. I said there's a switch being flipped on in your life right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. From this morning forward, your life is a declaration of the prosperity of God and giving testimony to God's goodness. I dare you do it. I dare you do it. I dare you do it. Watch this. Your prosperity is God's testimony. I want you to talk to somebody. Talk to somebody next to you. Say, what he said? He said, my prosperity is God's testimony. I'm about to testify. Here's what I'm hearing. Now, the whole world is at your disposal. Opportunities and avenues. You will be approached.
Come on now.
If you keep the switch turned on. This is a switch being turned on here. They overcame him. By what? And what? And what? They love not their life. Religion won't use these terms, but I am. Because I sense it. From this day forward, you will be a prosperity showcase for God. Now, I wonder, can you all handle this? Because I'm about to say something. It takes one to know one. See, I know it's real by revelation, by experience, by encounter, and by manifestation. So, the first aspect is your prosperity is not all about you. Here's what he said. May it hurt. May it hurt what he's saying. By claiming me, you got my name on the line. And you're saying I can't do what I told you. Turn the doggone switch on. I declare I'll never be broke another day in my life. I declare the money just keep on coming. You can't just say this at no meeting. It got to become your name. Your identity. Only a remnant going to see this. I am a declaration of God to the world.
I am a declaration of God to the world. Yes. Yes.
How I live, how I live improve God's testimony.
Come on, Apostle.
Write that down. Write that down. What? How I live improve God's testimony. What a position he put us in. Let me improve my testimony through you. I'm a good God. I got it and it belonged to you. So you see why religion and the world system talk against money and finances. Because they don't want God to testify.
Right.
They want invention to look greater than creation.
Right.
But they can't invent enough ideas to be richer than God. Compared to God, Bill Gates broke.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You call up some other app and everybody out there broke compared to God.
Yes, sir.
And then if they're not connected to God, they only have success. But you and I can have good success. So y'all stop looking at all the people in the world and stop counting their dollars and look at your God. The problem is we had our eyes on them too long, and they're smothering us. Look at that broadcast. Behind the gate. And what's the name of it, Dan? I told you about it. Well, huh? Yeah, they don't move me. What are they talking about? I'm sitting in it. What they're driving, I'm driving. So I don't never say, ooh, I say, that's nice. Then if I ever see something that I don't have and I want, no problem, just gonna make contact. Where y'all got that from? I'm talking about you. But you got to see it, you see. You got to see it that the Lord is turning some current on, courage. And they're going to be flowing through you from now on. It's prosperity anointing switches that you never had flipped on like this. See.
Wow.
See. We've talked about declarations and decrees. But we never talked about it, about giving testimony to God. We were testifying. We're going to start looking at Job. We're going to look at Abraham. God just bragging on him. See that man over there? I made him. You know how much he had? I did it. Give me a chance to say something about you. Are you seeing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody should have left a spot by now.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Some chain should have been broken now.
Yes, sir.
Because now you've seen something that probably the whole body of Christ never seen. You in this historical moment of knowing that your prosperity is a declaration of the testimony of God. Had you ever heard that before? No, you never heard it. You are being infused with power. You're being magnetized with greatness. Plenty will be drawn to you. But you got to stick with them switches. I don't want you to go back down the field and put in the stuff out you've been using. I want you to stick with these switches now. You got the switch turned on.
Yes, sir.
Switch number one, a declaration to the testimony of God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Switch number two. Determination. I'm determined not to know nobody else but who did it for me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Prosperity is a cross factor.
Yeah.
It's a paid for
fact.
And when you flip that, I'm determined not to know anything save Jesus Christ and Him crucified, you just flip that switch on. Of 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. He was rich, became poor, that we might be rich, right? Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. You see it? So that switch of determination. See, the switch, the second switch is I've already determined that this mind is already paid for. My prosperity has been determined at Calvary. And I'm going to say something. Because of that, you have to be determined to be rich.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, not detoured
by
these religious folks and the world folk tell y'all, you love God, you don't need to. No, that's wrong to me, what you got?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
So the second switch, I got to get some of the other stuff because I haven't started teaching my ministering the major part of how God won't brag on you, but I got to get these switches on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm determined not to know anything but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. See, that's one of the things that made me rich.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
see,
sir.
See, stuff can't get in your eye when Christ got your eyes full. And the Father not gonna give you nothing to pull you from Him. Now I'm gonna say something now, it's not gonna be nice. Some of y'all got to stay broke till you catch up. Because you're saying a lot of things, but you're not real about it. You're not really hooked up. You don't really, you know, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. Huh?
Yes, sir.
And so, because if that's so, and you go where I'm talking about, you're not going to be able to handle it.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Bible said prosperity destroys our food.
That's
true. So, when you stop going at His hand and go at His heart, then He know He can trust you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Most Christians going at His hand. Most of our members, man, they're going at His hand, you know. But when the way he know, oh my katalea shot. The way one of the ways he know you going after his heart, your hands start moving. You stop holding on. And you start loosing that sawing and giving like you should, help that person down the street like you should. Stop trying to build your empire. Let him build it. You build his kingdom. He'll build your empire. You see me? Come on. Why I'm not there yet? All the scriptures I know and all the praise I've given. It don't take praise alone. There's a certain weakness, fear, and trembling you must carry. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is pulled out in this package. There's no other God beside me. That's what the fear of the Lord is. And don't ever put another God upside me. See, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding.
Yes.
Reverential fear.
Yes, sir.
Respect.
Yes.
Honor.
Yes, sir.
Reverence.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
Belong to him. And then in verse 4 is the third switch. That switch cannot be turned on till the first two be turned on. Demonstration. You cannot enter or function into the prosperity that God desires for you to function without demonstration. Him doing something out of the ordinary.
Yes,
when God magnify your smallness, he magnify his bigness. And so those attributes have to be there. Pride, arrogance, selfishness, self-sufficient, all have to be removed. Scripture pride.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Quoting your text without having a respect. Telling God what he's going to do and not letting him tell you what you're going to do. Demonstrate. Say demonstration.
Demonstration.
That's a switch, but you can't turn that switch on without declaration and without determination. You have to have those switches in divine order.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because there's an element of weakness and fear and trembling must stay in your life no matter what you have. Matter of fact, it must be there before you get there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because if not, what you have going to begin to have you.
Come on, boss.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yep. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Demonstration of the spirit of power. Then the other switch is, you see, God's prosperity, you can't see it. Eyes have not seen it, ears have not heard. Ears have not heard what? Neither went into the heart of man. You got to be in another dimension.
Yes.
But the spirit. Now look what it's in the 10th verse. That's the fourth switch, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Deeper. See that word deep? Take you down. You got to go down deep. The spirit take you down deep. Dimension. You're diving. You got to die. You got to die and die.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have to be this type of prosperity. You got to be pulled down in it. It's deep. It's not up on the shadow. It's not, you see, this type of prosperity. Now, don't feel so sorry for me now, because I don't need no sorrow. This type of prosperity don't need no worldly investment.
Yes, sir. Come on, apostle. Yes. Come on, apostle.
Don't need
it. It don't need the interest of a real estate. This is not, I'm not talking about an investment prosperity here. We're talking about an invested prosperity. And your interest is harvest.
Yes, sir. Interest is the harvest. Wow.
You didn't hear me?
My goodness.
See, we're talking about harvest interest.
Harvest interest. Yeah. Yes.
Did you hear me, young man? We're talking about harvest. See, that's why I'm gonna teach you about sowing after loin. That's why you got the soul. We're talking about harvest entry.
Yes,
we're talking about God interest. We're not talking about somebody coming up, giving us little guidelines, little blocks, little stuff they've studied.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on, boss.
Actually, I'll make a statement. Show you how powerful this is. The richest man in the world is not richer than me.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, apostle.
He may have more millions, but he don't have as much contact.
Yes, sir.
He don't have it.
And he don't have the contract I have.
Right. Contract.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Come on, apostle.
The bottom can't fall out of mine.
Yes, sir.
Come on. No.
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 Yes,
sir.
Hallelujah.
Come on, apostle.
Then again, let me ask you a question, because this is a question you need to ponder. How much money you need to be rich? Don't let them flash all that stuff in your face. You ain't taking nothing away from here with you.
Come on, apostle. Come on, apostle.
Apostle Thompson.
Wow.
Come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Real.
Number five, then we'll go to work. Number five, now, in this type of prosperity, you have to have discernment.
Yes, sir.
It is not natural.
Yes, sir.
The natural man will never see this type of prosperity.
Yes.
No worry, no fear, no hustling, no bustle.
Yes, sir.
All the world people go through that. Don't care how many money they got. They got to be running, shuffling. They don't.
Uh-huh.
But this prosperity comes from discernment.
Yes, sir.
You see what verse is in down there where you say the natural man, then we'll go to work. I'm going to let you sit down. Verse 14. Watch. Watch what I say. This is why your facts have not been working. This is why your calculation has been improperly calibrated. Because you've been using normal figures without discernment. So as you Know now I must turn these five switches on. That these five currents and five anointing and five flow may be running all the time. You got it? I may come back to him, you may be seated. I may come back to him. In the book of Deuteronomy, for a minute, I don't know where I am, boy. Deuteronomy. I'm going to give you some statement that to carry along with those curves now. That giving God his prosperity bragging rights. When one of God's children yield to his blessing, that's the one he talked about. The other one he points out, I'm working on her. I'm working on him. They haven't come alive yet. They're still struggling and busting with everybody else. Lord, you want me to do that? All right. This is not going to work for you unless you slap yourself. Go ahead. Oh, I see some of y'all too proud. I just found you out. See, you, man, I don't just come up with this stuff. Slap yourself again. Amen. So you can remember, you got to stay out of your own way. You got to stop trying to figure this thing out. This thing cannot be figured out. You got to breathe your way out of this. I saw some of y'all hesitate. I ain't slapping myself. That's your problem. You're too deep in yourself. Verse 10, Deuteronomy 28:10. Let me make this statement. The blessing of prosperity must be recognized on the people of God. The blessing of prosperity must be recognized on the people of God. Say it. Let's say it this way. The blessing of prosperity must be recognized on me. Say it again. Say it again. You're setting yourself up. Because he's looking. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro, up and down the earth to find somebody who can show himself strong in prosperity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's good. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Look at the 10th verse. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by my name. By the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Oh, I didn't want to say this, but they're trembling in my neighborhood all the time. Every time I pass it today, yo, who is this man? Some of you all, is too falsely humble to see this. That false humming is going to keep you broke. You know you need a manifestation like never before, but you sit there and act like you all got it, and I'm not talking to you. Compared to what I'm talking about, I'm talking to everybody up in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I remember I was preaching a dignitary funeral, and it got real cold in there. You know, you had the doctors and lawyers and stuff there.
It got cold?
Yeah, it got cold. They was just sitting there looking at me, you know. I said, listen here, none of y'all got more than I got. So y'all get on them high horses and get on your knees, doctors and all y'all, get on your knees and let me preach to y'all, because this is not a broke preacher preaching to y'all. Because y'all used to broke preachers, but this is not one of them. The whole atmosphere changed. I preach like I want it. I preach like I want it. I knew I'm going to have a bunch of dysentery, but I didn't know I had to say that. But the Holy Ghost, I'm bold enough to say what the Holy Ghost tell me to say. But when I say that, the atmosphere changed. So, oh, this is not a broke preacher. They should have known about the foyer they walked through. But we got it straight. So you got this point down now, the blessing of prosperity must be recognized on the people of God. The blessing of prosperity must be recognized on me. The blessing of prosperity must be recognized on my ministry. The blessing of prosperity must be recognized on my family. Turn to Genesis chapter 12. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Who more farther advanced right now than the woman that first come in here?
Yes, sir.
And if you didn't raise your hand, you're a flat liar. Because the Lord is showing you things here prophetically as well as apostolically that you are not a part of the normal action of a normal church no more. I receive. I receive. That's $1,000 check. I receive.
Yes, sir.
You got five switches.
Yes, sir.
And you're finding out that your prosperity is God's commercial.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on, Russell.
From y'all ain't gonna get happy, I'm gonna get happy by myself. In other words, my prosperity is appetizing of the goodness and the mercy and the grace and the kindness of a good God. He's a good God. I said he's a good God. His goodness is coming out of my life. His goodness is flowing through me. Goodness on the inside and come on the outside. Holy Ghost woman walking in place, she don't have to say nothing. They know she blessed. By the garment she wearing. She supposed to be decked up. The Queen of Sheba fell out. Fanning when she saw Solomon and how his servant dressed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then they won't go to the church with them little t-shirts on and tennis on and dishonoring God. No, we're not going to do that. I just told my ushers, my ushers kind of eased and they started wearing them little stuff. I sent them an immediate text. All y'all dress up every time we come to church. Little tight shirts on, shirt hanging all out your pants, trying to get somebody to sit a waitress best dressed better than you. A waitress do have a uniform.
Right.
That's over. Genesis 12, come on to me. Some of y'all go back with me. You remember Jan Brown?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what happened to you this morning?
Yes, sir.
Papa got a brand new bag. So I see some of y'all young people don't know what I'm talking about. A bag with no holes in it. You remember that? Papa got a brand new bag. Say, Mama got a brand new bag. Say it, Mama got a brand new bag. Papa got a brand new bag. Mama got a brand new bag. No holes in it.
Amen.
Abraham wore the prosperity of God to be a blessing. It's a $500 check. Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, what I told you to turn, the first three verses. Abraham wore, like a garment, the prosperity of God to be a blessing. Matter of fact, look what the third verse says. Look what the third verse says. Genesis 12, 3. Look what the third verse says. Now I want you to see that at the bottom there. All the families of the earth be blessed. Abraham, that's why God had him wearing. That's why we got to have that revelation that your blessing is not just about you. That's why he tried to train you in sowing first. You got to be trained in sowing first before you can let you have it, so you'll still be in rhythm at the next level. See, as a financial rhythm, you got to get in before you can walk in full finance. And so all sowing is doing is training you to get you to the beat of the rhythm. What make it happen? See, if you ever thought you have arrived, you're not going to do it. My goodness. So he said, look what he says here. Now, don't knock me now, but I want to show you something. My life has become a sacrifice for you. Y'all, see, y'all don't hear me. See, my life become a sacrifice. I'm not here on my own. The Lord got me here. And he got me here for you. I'm actually, you say, I'm your apostle and prophet. I'm your servant. I know I'm a servant. Look what happened here. I know why I said that. Because of the sacrifices that I had to make and the sacrifices I'm making now. It run parallel with Abraham. I had to leave some things to get here. I had to leave some people, family members, to get here. If I'd have kept some of my family members, I wouldn't have this anointing. So I had to make a decision. Do I'm going to stay with them or go with him? Guess what you're about to read. Now the Lord has said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, my God, and from thy father's house. Oh, I can't show you nothing. Because they're blocking your view. Into a land. There may be somebody stuck in your life that you need to get from around you. There may be somebody talking to you, you shouldn't listen to them. Think not that I come to send peace, but I come to send a soul. I'll separate mama from daughter. That means if mama not going with God, I got to back off. That means if daughter not going with God, I got to back off until you come to your senses.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the word.
Then when he said, unto a land that I will show you, then he says, look at the second verse. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. You know what he said? And thou shalt be a blessing. Look what the man had to go through before he could get to this though.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you right now. It takes something to get here.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear me preaching and because my daughter, my wife and I was sitting last night when I got back home, because I started toward the airport and I got back home. And
my daughter texts us a picture of my old house.
Come on now.
Where I came from.
Come on, Mom.
I was really trying. I was really trying. And I'm sitting in this mansion now, and I looked at this house I was in, and I know the question had been asked many times in my life. I understand it, but here's the question. How I got here?
Come on now.
Even now, flying in that Falcon 900, I'm flying and how I got here? Then on my plane, my middle son done tricked me. Montreal, I got him sitting back there. He's sitting in the private quarter by himself. I'm up there in the front with everybody else. I'm putting him out going back, bro. You got a private seat in the back, your restroom. You got a sofa seat you can lay on. And, you know, and I'm talking about being up front. The chief man, back there, you close the curtain, nobody bother you. You're back there by yourself. He's sitting back there. He's been sitting there for years. But I messed around and went changing clothes back there today, and I said, well, it hit me once before. I said, I'm sitting back there going back. I didn't see. He just found it out. He laughed, he just found it out. I received. It's a $1,250 check there, right there. Leroy Thompson Sr. I know that name. Okay, I got to show you something else. Sit down. Man, like I'm going to take part two of this because it's a lot of stuff. Look at it. Part two, verse two, he said, thou shalt be a blessing. And look at verse three, and I will bless them that bless thee. Mm-hmm. Now, I see. See, people think these boys here are stupid. You know, the way they sow and stuff like that. They don't know. See? When you find a blessed connection, do your best to stay tight. Because the gravity on that person gonna wrap around you and pull, magnetize, pull. See, I'm talking to y'all. Y'all my family. I'm talking to y'all. You can't tell me everybody. So don't just act like this normal. I was not planning on, but the thought came. I didn't do it, but I'm going to tell you about it, and you're still going to get a whipping. I was to say, anybody in this meeting never shook my hand before. Come, let's shake hands. But then when the one who came to shake my hand and didn't have nothing in their hand, I was supposed to tell them, go back and sit down. You ain't ready for this. For training, so I had a way to tell you, I told you anyway. Yeah, you don't come before a prophet empty-handed. Talk about how you doing. No, you're missing an opportunity. He's not missing nothing, you missed it. See, the body of Christ need to be taught that. Don't be coming to your pastor. I love your pastor.
Come on, sir.
Connect properly. Jesus Christ. But y'all got it. Y'all made it. Because I didn't do it. You know, I said, you never shook my hand before. Come on.
and you raise your hand up, you go sit down. You ain't ready.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Right. True.
It's training.
True.
Yes, sir.
That's it, sir.
True. Yeah, not many men will say that, you know. Yeah. They're so humble and so proud and broke.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They couldn't help you anyway, so you know what I'm saying? Putting under their hand.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, sit down. Let me get on close. We're going to leave at it's 11:45. Is my wife right? My wife's right? I mean, Alabama, we're saying time, right? I don't know where I am in half of the time. Look at Genesis 13:2. Abraham was blessed for a reason. I received your seed here. That's a $1,200 check. Listen, 13:2. What happened when God got his hand on you? And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. That detail in there. Why would God put this in the Bible? Why would a holy God put this verse in the Bible? God shouldn't be talking about this. No, Abraham was carrying the testimony of God's goodness in prosperity.
Yes, sir.
And notice how rich he was. I call all the big boys, you know, and tell them read that verse. That very will wipe them all out. And then notice Genesis 24:35.
Yes, sir.
Genesis 24:35.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The lady was testifying. And she said to him, the Lord have blessed my master greatly. And he is become great. And he has given him flocks and herd and silver and gold and men servant and maid servant and camels and asses. How many of y'all see that? See, if you give him a chance, if you flip those five switches, those apostolic switches that you're not going to find in no book nowhere about prosperity. Your dynamic moment of prosperity has come to you this day. Keep flipping the switches, baby. How long have I been teaching you? I mean, important. That is important. No, you get an envelope.
Amen.
Yeah, we'll go eat lunch and we'll come back.
Yes, sir.
I got teachers in. Y'all just sitting down. I got teachers in. We'll take up here. I see I can't get away from this because the next point is hotter than any point I said. All right? So get your envelope. I'm kind of drunk because I'm doing right, huh?
Yes,
you look at me with a puzzle face. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yes, sir.
No, get an envelope.